is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. The AC is out at Sheila McHenry's home in Verona, Pennsylvania. Bad news at the start of a heat wave.
We're out here walking around just to stay cool. It's cooler out here than it is inside.
Heat alerts affecting tens of millions from the nation's midsection now into the Northeast. The Weather Channel's Stephanie Abrams.
The heat intensifies throughout the week, and by Thursday, nearly 190 million will be above 90 degrees. And for some in the Great Lakes in the Northeast, it's going to feel a lot hotter. We are talking heat index of 100 degrees in Boston.
A tropical storm warning is up for the Texas Gulf Coast. Forecasters say a system still forming could bring heavy rain and flooding to parts of Texas and Louisiana. The Biden administration's moving to give some legal protection to some immigrants. CBS's Nancy Cordes at the White House.
The White House says this policy would apply to about 500,000 unauthorized immigrants who are living in this country and are married to American citizens. Right now, it can be very difficult for these individuals to get a green card. It often involves leaving the country for a period of time to do it. So this policy, the White House said, would aim to streamline that process.
Just ahead of congressional testimony today from the outgoing CEO of Boeing, CBS's Chris Van Cleave has more on a whistleblower complaint.
The whistleblower, Sam Mohawk, feared that non-conforming parts were being installed on the 737s, and that could lead to a catastrophic event. The document also claims when Boeing learned of a pending FAA inspection last June, many parts were moved to another location to, quote, intentionally hide improperly stored parts from the FAA.
There's trouble for singer Justin Timberlake. He was arrested in Sag Harbor, New York, on the eastern end of Long Island. The DA's office says he was charged with driving while intoxicated. Timberlake was arraigned and released without bail. More than a million Dodge and Chrysler vehicles are being recalled. Jeff Gilbert of affiliate WWJ in Detroit tells us why.
The vehicles involved have rear-view cameras that may not function when backing up. Parent firm Stellantis says radio software can inadvertently disable the rear-view camera. This impacts several 21 through 23 models, ranging from Ram pickups to Pacifica minivans.
The Boston Celtics won the franchise's record 18th NBA title, beating the Dallas Mavericks last night in Game 5 of the series in Boston. Wall Street's right now, the Dow is down 36 points. NASDAQ is down 9, and the S&P is up 4.5. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks. With 18 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin, go to freedomfireworkswi.com.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Former President Donald Trump is in Racine today. That's leading to potential delays, parking restrictions downtown, and a planned protest in Monument Square. Community centers, libraries, and village halls in Racine and Kenosha counties are being used as cooling centers. You can call 211 to find a place near you. In a preliminary vote, the Racine School Board approved a budget that includes eliminating over 100 positions. It's due to school closures, declining enrollment, and administration cuts. A Racine County jail inmate was able to smuggle in crack cocaine by bypassing normal search procedures due to a medical condition. Police say the inmate traded drugs with other inmates for items like noodles and phone calls. There's a slight swim risk for Lake Michigan beaches in Racine and Kenosha counties. The National Weather Service says there's a higher risk further north in Sheboygan and Ozaukee counties. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
It's that time of year again. The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 18 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to freedomfireworkswi.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
The Packers released their training camp schedule. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers have released their training camp schedule with 13 practices open to the public. Training camp begins Monday, July 22nd. I asked Jordan Love what he plans to do this summer as he heads back home to California.
Yeah, just keep working. I'm outside of here and getting back with my personal quarterback coach I work with, and just continuing to focus on the little details and things I want to keep working on. And, you know, each guy has their own preference and whatnot. But, I mean, I've been with my quarterback coach since sophomore year of high school. So definitely someone I'm comfortable with, and the details and footwork and things like that that I need to work on. So it's good work away from here.
Baseball, the Brewers' West Coast trip is underway with games in L.A. and San Diego. About a dozen players are from there. Shortstop Willy Adames.
Yeah. A lot of guys are really excited to go back to their, you know, roots and, you know, see some family, some friends. And they're probably going to have a lot of fans. We're probably going to have to give them the tickets because they probably have so many guys there.
Last night, the Crew losing to the Angels 5-3. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens, sponsored by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Cash battles for a share of $200,000 in June. More info at paysbig.com.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, partly sunny, highs in the mid to upper 80s, and winds out of the south up to 25 miles per hour. An afternoon storm possible. Mostly clear tonight, low to mid 70s. For Wednesday, mostly sunny, a high near 86. Some showers and storms Thursday, 79. Right now, it's 80.
Time to sit to WRJN with the Supremes and Baby Love. Check this story out. A young couple in Utah were moving into a new place the day before their wedding and needed to get their mattress there, so they tossed it into the back of the truck. The guy told his fiance to sit on the mattress to weigh it down. She bounced out of the truck at 50 miles an hour, ended up with serious road rash. She still married the guy. They went through the wedding. Local news and timeless hits now. Neil Diamond, Cracklin' Rosie at WRJN.
Ah, Cracklin' Rosie, get on board. We gonna ride till there ain't no more to go. Taking it slow. And Lord, don't you know, I'll have me a time with a poor man's lady. Hitching on a twilight train.
Park to West Racine. Local news and timeless hits.
It's going to be cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. And becoming sunny with a high near 86. Right now, it's cloudy and 79. 10 Evil Ways. Local news and timeless hits at WRJN. I'm Don Rosen in for Cindy. Coming up at noon today. Cindy's still not going to be back at noon. She's on vacation. Chris Morrow in this afternoon for Cindy as well. And, of course, we also have Kurt Bowman on vacation. So, got a lot of people filling in for a lot of people today. All right, this woman in Bangkok, Thailand, received the longest prison sentence in the world. This happened back in 1989. She received 141,078 years for running a $204 million pyramid scheme. She's still in prison. I think she's eligible for parole after 100,000 years. So I think, you know, if she just holds out a little bit, she might get that parole.
Revolutionize your office space with B&L Office Furniture, your trusted source for top-notch workspace solutions. Welcome back your productivity with a wide selection of sleek and functional furniture, ergonomic chairs, stationary and height-adjustable desks, workstations, everything to create your ideal workspace. Whether it's new or refurbished, their dedicated, friendly, and experienced staff will ensure you find the perfect pieces to suit your style and budget. Your dream office awaits at B&L Office Furniture on 52nd Street in Kenosha, just east of Green Bay Road.
Summer's heating up, and so are the deals at Studebaker's in Racine. Fuel up and feast. When you purchase 10 gallons of gas, you'll receive a coupon for a free two-topping pizza right next door at the Dish Restaurant. That's right. Fill up your tank, check out the refreshing sips and snack sensations, and grab your free two-topping pizza coupon for the Dish. Offer valid while supplies last. See store for details. Swing by Studebaker's Fuel and Food at 31 in Spring. Racine's home of convenience, selection, service, and savings.
What's on Tap, brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee, too. Tastes like Miller time. Bring the good vibes to the ballpark on July 26th for Brewers Yacht Rock Night. Presented by Wintrust, Wisconsin's Bank. Grab a special ticket to take home a Brewers captain hat. Plus, enjoy the game against Miami. Get yours now at brewers.com/themenights. Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lite.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous, unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Hi, folks. This is Carrie Joy with your Work Buddy Minute and a thought about how to spend less when you're shopping online. As a busy mom, I know that online shopping can be convenient. Sometimes a little too convenient. Today's tip is don't fall for the free shipping. You know that moment when you've got the thing you were looking for in your online shopping cart and, oh, look, if you just add like 11 more bucks of stuff, you can get some free shipping? Before you click on that fancy pair of socks that you really don't need, go check the actual shipping costs. It's usually still cheaper to pay for shipping. I mean, you really think those companies are offering free shipping just because they're nice? We all love deals. But when you're trying to save money, if you don't need a thing, think twice before buying the thing. For more savings tips, head over to workmoney.org, check out my videos on YouTube, or text MONEY, M-O-N-E-Y, to 88285. Till next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying take good care.
WRJN refreshes hometown radio with our local news and timeless hits. We heard you when you asked for the oldies to come back, and we know how important local news and features are to you, too. So we're doing what you asked for. Brewers, Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and high school sports, along with a renewed commitment to local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Here's my story. It's sad but true. About a girl that I once knew. She took my love, then ran around with every single guy in town.
Hey.
keep away from a run around sewer, yeah. My miss the lips and the smile on her face. The touch of her hand and this girl's one razor. So if you don't wanna cry like I do, I keep away from a run around sewer.
Brewers playing this afternoon, actually tonight. They'll take on the Angels, 8 p.m. on the West Coast, right here in WRJN. Good morning, Starshine. Here's Oliver.
man inside. But if I'd been a man in reality, you'd still be here, baby.
Do you like better, the Four Seasons or? Well, so did that. I just forgot their name. The Spinners. I forgot their name there for a second. Man, old age is creeping in. I like both versions. Yeah, both versions are pretty good. All right, we spend an average of 37% of our time at work daydreaming, according to this study. And the times are most likely to daydream at work. Friday afternoons, Monday mornings, and Tuesday mornings. Well, now that your boss knows that, because they heard me say it, then give you a rap on the back of the head when you're daydreaming. All right, it's 11:31. It's news time at WRJN, local news and timeless hits.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Court records say efforts to resolve the American Civil Liberties Union lawsuit against Milwaukee over its plans for protests during the Republican National Convention fell apart in mediation yesterday. The ACLU wants the city's extraordinary event ordinance for the RNC declared unconstitutional. The convention in Milwaukee starts in about a month. Donald Trump campaigns for president in Racine today. It's his first Wisconsin stop since calling Milwaukee a horrible city last week. Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson spoke with reporters shortly after that.
I find it kind of perplexing. I find it kind of strange that he would insult the largest city in Wisconsin because he's running for president.
Trump says he was referring to how Milwaukee handled the 2020 election. He's repeated lies that the election was stolen. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Former President Donald Trump is in Racine today. If you need to get downtown, there might be some traffic issues with the Racine police issuing a statement about the impacts. There will be no full road closures, but police are warning of potential delays and parking restrictions downtown. In the police statement, they report a protest is planned in Monument Square. Downtown businesses will be open throughout the day. Community centers, libraries, and village halls are being used as cooling centers throughout Racine and Kenosha counties. The heat is on again today, with governments providing relief from the high temps. All of the Racine community centers are providing refuge if required, as are the libraries in Kenosha. Each community has a listing online of where you can cool off. The thin blue line flag was flown at Racine City Hall yesterday. It was to recognize the five-year anniversary of the death of police officer John Hetland. Hetland was off duty when he tried to stop a robbery at Teaser's Bar, but was shot and killed. A statement says the flag is meant to symbolize the city's respect for his sacrifice. A program designed to promote the physical and mental well-being of cancer patients is being continued in Kenosha County. The Village of Pleasant Prairie is once again offering the RecPlex Living Well Scholarship as they observe National Cancer Survivor Month. The goal of the program is to promote well-being through regular exercise, and it's open to people that have undergone cancer treatment in the past year. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, partly sunny, highs in the mid to upper 80s, and winds out of the south up to 25 miles per hour. An afternoon storm possible. Mostly clear tonight, low to mid 70s. For Wednesday, mostly sunny, a high near 86. Some showers and storms Thursday, 79. Right now, it's 80.
WRJN.
Head on down to downtown Racine for music fun as Music on the Monument starts up again Friday, June 28th. First up this year is the Stoned Blues Band. There's tables, chairs. You bring your own chairs, of course, if you'd like. And, of course, the downtown restaurants will be open for food and drink as well. Music on the Monument, downtown the Monument Square, June 28th. Here's coming the Love and Spoonful on WRJN.
You can't. Well, since she put me down, I've been up doing in my head. I come in late at night, and in the morning I just lay in bed. But Ronnie, you look so fine,
look so
and
fine.
I love wouldn't take much time for you to help me run, to help me get her out of my heart.
It's still good morning, right? Yeah. 8:46 at WRJN. I get so confused. I'm Don Rosen in for Cindy Huber for a few more minutes, and then Chris Morrow takes it the rest of the afternoon for you. I have some fun facts here. Nike's Just Do It slogan is based on a murderer's last words. I remember this. Gary Gilmore killed two people in Utah and got the death penalty in 1986. His last words he said, "Let's do it." Nike admits their slogan was inspired by the quote. Not inspired. They took it directly from Gary Gilmore. Let's do it. Isn't that weird for a sneaker slogan to come from a serial killer's, you know, last words?
Hi, this is Jane Matinair. If you're looking for me this morning, Greg and I are still around. You can find Matinair on air and all the Civic Media talk shows over on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app with the same meaningful talk you've come to expect from Civic Media. Meanwhile, continue to enjoy your local news and timeless hits only found here on WRJN.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Monday through Friday on our news talk stations. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
Get ready to go all in for cash battles at Pottawatomie. This June, go head-to-head with your fellow club members for a chance at your share of 200 grand in cash. Play with your club card for entries. Hourly drawings on June 6th and 20th from 4 to 8 p.m. Each drawing, two winners split 20 grand. Cash battles at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee. It's the biggest cash bash of the summer. More info at paysbig.com. Must be 21 and a club member to play.
It's official. Governor Tony Evers proclaims this June is Pride Month in Wisconsin. But did you know the state has a long history of activism alongside LGBTQ plus communities and allies? The Civic Media Radio Network supports the impact and celebrations and is sharing thoughtful stories all month long.
Bob Neal and Edgar Hellam fell in love in the 1930s. But they also fell in love with Mineral Point, Wisconsin, where they worked together to rescue and restore buildings set to be demolished. The gay couple gave Cornish language names to those properties, the best known maybe Pendarvis, a piece of history from the mid-1800s when Mineral Point was a lead mining town. Their success during the Great Depression is considered the start of what's turned the area into an art and tourism hub. It's a story of love and preservation, and you can still experience it today thanks to Bob and Edgar. I'm Terry Barr.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511WI.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511WI.gov. That's 511WI.gov. And remember, know before you go, always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Oh! local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
I was born in the wagon of a traveling show. My mama used to dance for the money they throw. Mama would do whatever he could. Preach a little gospel. A boy just saw the mobile, gave him a ride, filled him with a hot meal. I was 16, he was 21. Rode with us to Memphis, and Papa would have shot him if he knew what he'd done. Money down. Never had schooling, but it taught me well with its smooth southern style. 3 months later, I'm a gal in trouble, and I haven't seen him for a while. Oh, I haven't seen him for a while. Oh. She was born in the wagon of a traveling show. Her mama had to dance for the money they throw. Grandpa do whatever he could. Preach a little gospel. Sell a couple bottles of Dr. Good. Gypsies, tramps, and thieves. We hear it from the people of the town. They call us gypsies, tramps, and thieves. But every night all the men would come around and lay their money down.
Sherlyn Sarkisian, yeah, Cher, Gypsies, Tramps, and Thieves. You know, her mother was on I Love Lucy, and I'll tell you the episode and where you can see her. Do you remember when Lucy and Ricky and Ethel and Fred went to Europe, and they're watching a fashion show when they're eating outside, and all these models are coming by? One of the models is Cher's mom. Well, they filmed it in, you know, in Hollywood. But, yeah, the one with one of the... look like a box hat. That's Cher's mom in I Love Lucy. Hey, lunch is coming up. I got something for you here. It's a recipe from the Food Network's website. You might like this. It's a salad that uses popcorn and mayonnaise and vegetables. People on social media are pretty sure they wouldn't like it. You know what? I agree. I'm Don Rosen. I'll catch you tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. bright and early. Right here at Local News and Timeless Hits, WRJN.
Tell me how much you missed me when the last time I saw you, you wouldn't even kiss me. That rich guy you've been seeing must have put you down. So welcome back, baby, to the poor side of town. To him, you were nothing but a little plaything. Not much more than an overnight fling. To me, you were the greatest thing this boy had ever found.